Starbucks coffee beans are ethically sourced, but here at Dunkin' Donuts, we don't care. I mean, we got our beans and we don't ask questions. Dunkin' Donuts, just drink it and shut up. We all got places to be. Get the hell out of my way.
From the New Jersey Times, I'm Olingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. With the Senate split evenly, Democratic bills often hinge on the vote of one senator, Joe Manchin. The West Virginia senator's moderate stances have turned him into what some say is the most powerful man in the Senate. Today, an interview with Jim Manchin, Joe Manchin's twin brother. It's Wednesday, June 2nd. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would play loud techno music at all hours of the night, but today also chose to cover West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. Luckily, we were still able to score an interview with Joe Manchin's twin brother, Jim Manchin.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Jim, I wasn't even aware Senator Manchin had a twin brother.
Well, I keep a low profile. Joe's always enjoyed the spotlight, but I just live a simple West Virginia life. I mine coal, I go fishing, I do meth.
Now, why do you say Joe enjoyed the spotlight?
Well, he played quarterback. Actually got a scholarship to play at West Virginia University. But he got injured. Not me. I didn't play football.
What did you play?
Mainly with myself.
Okay, so you didn't receive a scholarship to any...
Actually, West Virginia counts that as an extracurricular, so I got a free ride.
Jim, I'd like to talk to you about your brother's current role in the Senate.
Well, the way I see it, Democrats need 50 votes to pass spending bills. Joe's a bit of a wild card, so Biden's got to make sure he's on board to get anything passed. Kind of like the way old Mama Bear's got to be on board before I buy anything for the family.
Oh, you're married.
Oh, no. Oh, Mama Bear is an actual bear I live with. It's fairly common in West Virginia.
Okay. Now, why did you categorize your brother as a wild card?
Well, you can't predict how he'll vote. He's pro-coal and anti-abortion like a Republican, but he voted to keep Obamacare and for Biden's recent $2 trillion stimulus package. Wild card. I remember in high school, Jim was voted prom king, but he turned it down because he said he doesn't support monarchies. Another time, at a party, we were playing spin the bottle, and his spin landed on a guy. Well, he said he opposes gay marriage, but that he was duty-bound to the bottle to make out with this guy. And he did. That's just Joe for you.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for qualified candidates to fill your next job opening? Try ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers find a quality candidate within the first day. What happens to that other employer? It is god-awful. We send them the worst candidates. Like candidates so bad, they will haunt you in your dreams. Candidates so bad, you'll start reconsidering ever starting a business. Candidates that will make you lose your faith in humanity. Try it for free at thedaily2.com/ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest and scariest way to hire.
Before the break, Jim, we were talking about your brother Joe and his voting record. One of his central principles seems to be bipartisanship. Could you tell us about that?
He learned it from our dad. The thing my father lived for, indeed, the thing he died for, was realistic piecemeal reform. He'd say if more people believed in piecemeal reform, this terrible world would be a slightly better, but not radically different place.
And how has being in West Virginia influenced your brother's ideology?
See, Jim's always wanted compromise because he's been a bit of an outsider here. He's Catholic in a Protestant state. He's Democrat in a Republican state. And he's literate in an illiterate state.
Well, West Virginia used to be Democrat. In fact, in 2000, that was the first year it voted for a Republican president in a very long time. But it's since become very conservative, with Trump recently winning the state by almost 40 points.
Yeah, we really like Trump here. He's like a drug, which, by the way, we also really like here.
Now, did you think Joe was always a centrist?
Always a centrist. I remember when we were kids, we were at this restaurant. The waiter says the pizza is delicious and the ice cream is to die for. Joe had to choose. So we thought, he said, why don't you give me that slice of pizza, but smother it in ice cream? You should have seen the look on that waiter's face. I knew then that Joe was something special.
But does Joe actually believe in bipartisanship as an ideal, or is it more of a political strategy to retain votes in a Republican state?
Knowing Joey, it's probably both. But he really does love bipartisanship. I remember once I was fighting with my meth dealer because I thought this meth dealer shortchanged me, and I wanted nothing to do with him. But Joe made us sit down at the table and try to talk it through.
And did that work?
No, my dealer shot me. But that's Joey for you. He believes in trying.
Yes. Critics will say that these attempts at bipartisanship are fruitless. For example, with Biden's most recent infrastructure bill, if both sides are so entrenched and won't compromise, then why go through the theater of negotiating? Won't it just stifle legislation?
Well, I remember something Joey told me. It can't hurt to try. And I thought about that a lot while I was lying bleeding in the hospital.
What about the filibuster? You need 60 votes right now to stop it. Otherwise, bills essentially get frozen in the Senate. That's what Republicans have done with the current voting rights bill aimed to curb voter suppression. And it's happening increasingly. So would Joe ever consider getting rid of the filibuster?
No, no, no. To Joey, the filibuster aids bipartisan compromise, so he would not get rid of it. But the only thing he loves more than bipartisanship is tradition. So maybe, just maybe, you could get him to agree to filibusters like they used to have, where you'd have to stand and talk the whole time you're doing it, and they'd have to wear powdered wigs and one of those long coats with 10 buttons. So if you want to get Joe on board, that's your only shot.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
And wait, one of those three pointed hats.
Okay, okay.
And a peg leg.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Wait, no, I'm getting confused with the pirates now.
We'll be right back.
A laundry detergent doesn't have to be bad for the environment. That's why here at 77th Generation, our detergent has only one natural ingredient, ocean water. So your clothes will come back smelling the way Mother Nature intended, like fish. 77th Generation, the odor of caring.
Here's what else you need to know today. Amazon announced that it won't drug test potential employees for marijuana. Amazon had come up with the idea months ago, but then totally forgot. Today's guest was comedian Jaafar Khan. Follow him on Instagram at Jaafar Khan Comic. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.